Prayer Day, the National Day of Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. It is your love which led you to create us, and it is your love which led you to send your Son to redeem us from sin and to give us your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this day in which many people in America will come to you in prayer and on behalf of our country. May those prayers reflect your will for us individually and collectively. And we thank you, Father, that your will is for us to experience eternal, abundant life in relationship with you. That we should prosper and be in good health. That we should be above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. May all Americans be reminded that it is you who has made us and not we ourselves. May we be reminded that without you, we can do nothing. But through you, we can do all things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son's prayer for us that we might experience his peace that passes understanding and his joy to the fullest. May the issues that divide our country be resolved according to your wisdom and plan for humanity. May our eyes and ears be opened so that we can see and hear from you and thus be converted and be healed. Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the fear and confusion that has been brought upon America by the enemy. Heavenly Father, help those of us who have received your light understand and accept the responsibility that is upon us. You have commanded us to preach the good news of your kingdom to every creature. You've commanded us to heal the sick, to set at liberty those that are in bondage, and to open the eyes of the blind. Father, help us to understand that you have equipped us for the work that is before us, that you've blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and that all things for life and godliness have already been provided to us in Christ Jesus. We pray for courage to allow your word and your power to flow through us to accomplish your will. And since this prayer is according to your word, your will, we know that you have heard us. Therefore, we confidently move forward in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to see your glory manifested in and upon America as our hearts are turned to you. To you, O Father, be all praise and all glory and all honor, both now and forever. Amen.